We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with our Manhattan City officials, City Manager Ron Fear and Commissioner Yusha Reddy, and getting into some other city items of note here. A lot of folks are hiring, including the City of Manhattan, and you even have some retirements going on.
We do. This Friday will be the last day for Eric Cattell. Eric's our Director of Community Development. Finish in his 38 plus years of service with the City of Manhattan, and obviously has been our Director of Community Development for several years now, after the retirement of Karen Davis, who was a longtime director as well. But been through a lot, seen a lot of change in the community. Obviously, that department spearheaded the changeover and modernization of the Manhattan Development Code, which is a major uptaking with certainly assistance from consultants, but that was a joining of our zoning regs as well as our subdivision regs in a Herculean effort. Comprehensive plan review and updates is another one that's he's seen at least three different updates to that, and lots of different types of specialty studies. Launched the housing study, which the commission held a work session on last week, and that's something that will continue throughout this year as well, but very much involved in some of the original downtown redevelopment and around the mall, as well as Downtown 2, which was the Starbond District and the North Tax Increment Financing District. They did a piece called the Downtown Tomorrow Plan, which was a an indicator of benefits of additional redevelopment after the mall was done. That was a piece that they've targeted to continue to update, and obviously has been through different aspects of improvements in growth in the community with subdivisions and different aspects of that. And so he's just had a long, great tenure with the City of Manhattan, and we wish him well in his retirement. And we're recruiting for that position as well, and also several others. I think we've got about 29 full-time positions open and a lot of summer seasonal positions. So please check our job board because we'd like to have a full range of activities this summer for folks as certainly things continue to improve. Planning on opening all our pools. We were mentioning, saw an article where Overland Park probably isn't. They need about 230 personnel to open six pools that they have, and they have 100 applicants so far. So that's a lot lower than what they would typically have this time of year. Usually a lot of folks are trying to have those decisions made by spring break so they know what they're doing when school's out. So it's one of those things we've seen transitioning over time, a lot less availability of folks during the summer. So that's and in a tightening job market period, those folks are getting other opportunities as well that have been, as opposed to some of the jobs which have been a little more traditional summer jobs for a lot of different folks in that labor force. There's a lot more opportunity for them to find work.
Oh, I know Parks and Rec is so important to this community, and so hopefully that will go well here this summer. Yusha, you have some legislative notes?
Yeah, I also wanted to just say, you know, I think, you know, our professionals like Eric, we don't realize that individuals like that who've been there for like 30 plus years, they tend to do three or four people's jobs, and you just don't realize it. And once they leave, the person coming in, you'll realize that maybe they can't handle everything that they used to do. I think it's just a different type of mentality. And COVID has just made people want to retire earlier than expected for some people. I'm not saying that's true in Eric's case, but we're seeing that at Kansas State University, USD 383, certainly the city, and just making different choices. So we certainly hope we have a good applicant pool for all the positions that are going to become available. And we want to make sure we have a diverse population also applying. So if you're interested, definitely apply. Yeah, about the legislative issues, we're keeping a close eye on the food sales tax exemption. That does impact our Starbond district, but also just they're still kind of working on the language and to see what is exempt and what is not so that we can make decisions for our own budget needs in the community. And I heard Josh Scott Kyle's testimony speaking to the RCPD and the sheriff's component of that. And I just want to be clear that I believe the legislators are going to vote on that being a constitutional amendment for the public to vote on, and I think that's for November, if I'm correct. So I'm glad he's speaking to it. You know, we have a really wonderful consolidated law enforcement here in this in our community, and we want to make sure that's exempt, and I believe it is. And I think there's also parts of Johnson County, their law enforcement, that's also probably exempt from that. So I just want people to keep an eye on such things. And there's a lot of conversations happening about redistricting. So we still don't know how that falls for, whether it's for Representative Dodson or Representative Carlin or even Tom Hawk. So keeping an eye on all of those things, because those things are moving really fast. So I do appreciate you having legislators on here to update the community on that. I think that's been extremely informative. But again, things happen so late and so fast, so it's just hard to keep track of everything. But we are keeping an eye on several of those items.
It was interesting, in Josh Kyle's testimony yesterday, we were kind of listening in on that a little bit. It's fascinating, the folks who don't live in Riley County, mm-hmm. Outside the state, they just don't understand how the consolidated policing works.
No.
The legislators, people with a lot of knowledge, and they're asking questions here. The governing process is so unique here to Riley County.
Mm-hmm. And it's worked really well. I mean, Riley County is vast. It's huge. But working the law board consists of elected officials from Riley County and from the city, and then you have citizens there too. So that's the kind of board we want to see, making those decisions, not just for budgetary purposes, but making sure we have staff in those small pockets in the county, because they're rural areas and they need assistance as well. And as they look at the next executive director coming in, I believe Director Butler did a wonderful job making sure there was people and officers going into the rural communities. But it takes away from that election piece where there aren't issues, it's not politicized, they don't have to run for office and, you know, collect donations and all of that. I think there's just a conflict sometimes when you have to do that. It takes it away from your duties as a servant to the community and making sure everybody, public safety is being number one. And I think Riley County Police Department does that really well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As far as some other items of note here, we should probably mention this. Spring cleanup is just around the corner.
It is. So we try to dedicate, hopefully get it done in a week. Sometimes it takes a little longer. It kind of depends on the weather going into the spring break, but it sounds like the forecast is going to be good. So slated to start Monday, April 4th and go through Friday, April 8th. This is kind of a once-a-year effort by our Public Works and Parks and Forestry folks to do a citywide cleanup. So we do allow folks to put yard waste. We'd like you for stuff that's like compostable leaves, that type of thing, other loose vegetation that's going to break down, to put it in those recyclable paper bags that you can get in a number of different places in the community. Stack those up kind of separately and then put tree limbs and those type of things in a pile next to them, because different types of trucks are going to pick those up. And then it also, we have a number of different trash services that they will pick up some of the extra things that they might not typically pick up that day, but there are excluded items. So there is additional information on our website, cityofmhk.com/springcleanup. There shows the participating trash services. Average Joe's, B&L, Howie's, and Joe Mallon are all participating. So basically what we don't want to see out there is pieces of concrete rubble, household appliances, tires, most of that stuff that they wouldn't accept. But if you just have a more of a quantity, you want to clean out some areas, then those are some things they would take. Certainly no kind of household hazardous waste like old paint or thinners. Take those to the Riley County Household Hazardous Waste Facility at their Noxious Weeds Department out at 6245 Tuttle Creek Boulevard. But it's a great opportunity for folks to get out. We just ask that they have stuff out by 7 a.m. the day of their scheduled area, so that's broken down. Basically, it's the older part of the community and ward districts, and that's kind of the southeast area. On Monday, April 4th, Tuesday, April 5th is northeast. Wednesday, April 6th is kind of that around the university area and west of Seth Childs, north of Anderson. Thursday, April 7th is the northwest. That is west of Seth Child and north of Anderson, and then that final southwest portion is a big one on Friday, April 8th. Sometimes those will extend into the following week. Sometimes they will work ahead as well if certain areas aren't as productive as others. But the non-yard waste and limbs are whatever your regular trash pickup is for those companies that are participating. That's the day you put it out there for them.
Okay. Looking forward to that. And that's really popular. A lot of people participate in that. So, and good thing we talked about that because we won't have you on here for a few weeks here with March being such a long month. And should note, you were mentioned here before we went on air about next week.
Yes. So we did have originally an item that was preliminary scheduled for the work session next week. However, it didn't. It's not ready for it yet. So we won't have a work session on the 22nd with the commission. And then the 29th is a fifth Tuesday, which we typically don't have. Some years we don't have a meeting during spring break, and we slide those meetings to those other two. Usually there's five Tuesdays in March. But so next 2 weeks, no meetings for the city commission. And then the next meeting, legislative meeting, will be April 5th.
Awesome. Probably some commissioners planning some vacation time.
Well, now it's always important for us to know those Tuesdays that we don't have a meeting. I think that, you know, none of us were going out of town, at least for this spring break, at least today. I'll be leaving tomorrow to go on a trip. But I think this helps plan for us. Typically, when we want to go on vacations, we try to go from a Wednesday to a Sunday or a Monday and be back for the Tuesday meeting. So it broadens that a little bit more. But it also just gives good family time and things to do and other things that you might want to see or enjoy that evening. And there's lots of things that are happening on Tuesdays that we don't typically get to go see. So I think this provides that a little break, but also a little break for staff. And, you know, when we have fewer folks working on some of these things, sometimes you just need that brain break so that then you can come back and start talking budget discussions and everything else from there on.
All right. Again, City Commission does have a short meeting here tonight, 7 o'clock. cityofmhk.com/TV is where you can view that, or Cox Cable Channel 3. And Facebook page is another good option there as well. Ron Fear, Yusha Reddy, our guests here, thanks for being here this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, thank you, Brandon.
Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with the director of the Douglas Center, and that's Dave Baker. We'll also hear from Kevin Ingram on the show. He's the president over at Manhattan Christian College. That's coming up tomorrow on In Focus.
Stay tuned. This will be archived online at newsradiokman.com.